Quiet Mind, Day 55. The voice isn't you. The ego thrives in your head, but freedom begins the moment you notice. Most people live with a constant roommate, one who never stops talking, judges everyone, worries about everything, and constantly replays the past like a broken record. That roommate is the voice in your head, and for many, that voice is who they think they are. But here's the truth. You're not the voice. You're the awareness listening to it. That internal chatter, that stream of thoughts and emotions you barely notice anymore, that's the ego at work. And it's not just passive commentary. Every I in your mind, I think, I remember, I feel offended, is a story. A story built from your past, your upbringing, your fears, your culture. It's all content, and the ego treats it like your identity. Your race, religion, politics, job, body, family trauma, personal opinions. It doesn't matter what the details are. Every ego is built the same way. It needs identification and separation. It lives by saying, this is me, and that is not me, especially when that becomes an enemy. Which brings us to one of the ego's favorite pastimes, complaining. Complaining is like ego fuel. It's a way of saying, I'm right, and something or someone else is wrong. Whether it's whispered in your mind or shouted across a dinner table, it's always the same maneuver. The ego uses complaints to boost itself, labeling people with negativity. Idiot, incompetent, jerk, feels like strength, but it's just ego trying to inflate itself through judgment. The more offended it is, the more me it feels. And if people aren't around to complain about, the ego will turn on situations. This shouldn't be happening. I shouldn't be here. This is unfair. Even a bowl of soup can become an ego target. Informing the waiter your soup is cold? Reasonable. But how dare you serve this? That's the ego talking. And it doesn't want the soup fixed. It wants to feel offended. Some egos would rather keep the cold soup just so they can stay mad at it. The emotion that often partners with complaining is resentment. A bitter cocktail of self-pity, offense, and blame. The ego loves resentment because it keeps your focus locked on someone else's wrongness instead of your own inner peace. Sometimes the faults you see in others aren't even real. They're projections of your own inner turmoil, or they're exaggerated and blown out of proportion. And worst of all, whatever you react to in others, you often strengthen in yourself. But here's the secret weapon, non-reaction. When someone's ego lashes out, criticizes, blames, provokes, and you don't take the bait, that's real power. You're not being passive, you're being conscious. You see their behavior for what it is, unconsciousness, ego, and suddenly their words lose their bite. In that moment, you're not feeding the madness, you're inviting sanity. Sometimes your calm presence can even wake up their own, but if necessary, you can still take action. Say no, walk away, protect yourself, without turning anyone into an enemy. Forgiveness, at its core, is this non-reaction in action. It means seeing through someone's ego to the deeper human underneath, not condoning what they did, but not letting it define them either or define you. You can even extend this awareness to situations. The ego resists the present moment more than anything. It turns life itself into a problem. But when you stop resisting what is, when you stop insisting the now should be something else, you reconnect with reality. And from there, change becomes possible, real change, not just another ego-fueled reaction. So how do you start breaking free? Catch the voice. Notice when it's narrating, judging, complaining. The moment you recognize it, you create space. You step back, and in that space, something extraordinary happens. You realize you're not the voice. You're the awareness behind it. That simple recognition is the beginning of freedom. The voice will keep talking. It's been doing it for thousands of years, fueled by generations of unconscious minds. But every time you see it clearly, it loses a little power. It's no longer you, just an old mental habit. An ego can't survive in the light of your consciousness.